But the Lord always treats him with respect.
Kui Jumal suhtub temast alati austusega.
Because Advaita Acharya is elder than he is, older than he is.
Sest Advaita Acharya on vanuselt siis vanem kui Jumal Chaitanya.
And Advaita Acharya also happens to be the disciple of Madhavendra Puri.
Samuti Advaita Acharya on Madhavendra Puri õpilane.
And Advaita Acharya is the godbrother of the Ishwara Puri, who is the spiritual master of Lord Chaitanya.
Ja seega on ta Ishwara Puri vaimne vend ja Ishwara Puri on Lord Chaitanya vaimne õpetaja.
So Lord Chaitanya is always respectful towards Advaita Acharya.
Seepärast on Jumal Chaitanya Advaita Acharya suhtes alati väga lugupidav.
But Advaita Acharya doesn't like to be respected.
Kui Advaita Acharyale ei meeldi, et teda sedasi austatakse.
He becomes proud when the Lord respects him in that way.
Ta muutub väga uhkeks, kui Jumal teda sedasi austab.
He wants to think of himself as the Lord's servant, but the Lord won't ever treat him like a servant.
Ta tahab olla Jumala teener, kuid Jumal ei suhtu temasse mitte kunagi nagu teenrisse.
So sometimes he speaks out of pride.
Ja sõpärast vahel ta räägib väga uhkel toonil.
I'll dry up all of your ecstatic love.
Ta ütleb, et ma võtan sinu kõik sinu ekstaatilise armastuse ära.
If you don't give me ecstatic love, your ecstatic love, you'll never have it.
Kui sa mulle ekstaatilise armastuse anna, siis sa ise ei saa seda ka kunagi.
That's what they say. Go ahead, you can try to enjoy ecstatic love with everybody else.
Et noh, et lase käia, püüa nootida seda ekstaatilise armastuse nüüd teistega.
But you won't be successful because I'll take it all away from you. So Advaita Acharya is always intoxicated with ecstatic love.
Advaita Acharya on alati joobunud sellest ekstaasist.
And in ecstatic love he sometimes gives no thought to what he says or what he does.
Ja selle ekstaatilise arvustuse mõjuval ta vahel ei mõtle üldse selle peale, mida ta räägib.
He always praises the devotees of Lord Krishna.
Ta alati ülistab Jumal Krishna pühendunud.
By the power of his pure devotion, Advaita can sell even Lord Krishna.
Ning oma pühendunud teenimise jõul, ta võib olla kõrgemal isegi Jumal Chaitanyast.
This is a perfect example. We gave the example that when a devotee renders unalloyed devotional service, it means he purchases the Lord with his love.
Me rääksime, et kui Jumal sooritab puhas pühendunud teenimist, siis ta justkui ostab Jumal ära.
So, if you purchased something,
kui sa oled midagi ostnud,
it's yours.
Siis on see sinu oma.
It's yours.
Right?
So because it's yours, if you want to turn around and sell it, you can sell it.
Ja kuna see on sinu oma, siis sa võid selle väga hästi ka maha müüa, kui sa tahad.
So therefore the Lord's devotees can sell the Lord.
Seepärast Jumala pühendunud võivad Jumala maha müüa.
Because the Lord's devotees can possess the Lord.
Sest Jumala pühendunud võivad omada Jumalat.
So Advaita Acharya, he could sell the Lord wherever he wanted to sell the Lord.
Seepärast Advaita Acharya oli valmis müüma Jumalat ükskõik kus ja kellele.
Why should it be surprising?
Miks see peaks olema üllatav?
That Advaita speaks in this way.
Seepärast Advaita Acharya räägib sellisel viisil.
The Lord makes his devotees flourish in many different ways.
Jumal võimaldab oma pühendunutele väga mitmesugust õitsengut.
Who has the power to understand his mercy and his punishment?
Kes suudab mõista Jumala armulikust ning tema karistust?
So when Advaita Acharya said this to Lord Chaitanya became very morose.
Kui Advaita Acharya Jumal Chaitanyale sellise sõnu rääkis, siis Jumal Chaitanya muutus väga süngeks.
Because he took Advaita Acharya's statements very seriously.
Siis ta võttis Advaita Acharya sõnu väga tõsiselt.
So he was thinking, how can I live? without ecstatic love? And the way Acharya was clapping and he was dancing in ecstasy. So when Lord Chaitanya heard the statement, he didn't say anything. He ran outside the house and broke the door down on the way out of the house. And Nityananda and Haridas Thakur were running after him. So thinking that his body was now completely empty of spiritual love.
Mõeldes, et tema keha oli nüüd täiesti ilma vaimsest armastusest.
Because he just took the way to Chaya's words so seriously.
Ta võttis Advaita Acharya sõnu niivõrd tõsiselt.
So he is thinking now, my body is completely empty of love.
Ta mõtles, et minu keha on nüüd armastusest täiesti tühi.
He decided to drown himself in the Ganga.
Ta otsustas end kangesesse ära uputada.
Lord Chaitanya jumped into the Ganga.
Lord Chaitanya hüppas kangesesse.
And Nityananda and Haridas Thakur jumped in after him.
Ning Nityananda Prabhu ning Haridas Thakur hüppasid talle järele.
Nityananda grabbed Lord Chaitanya's heel.
Nityananda haaras Chaitanya juustest.
Lord Chaitanya. And Haridas Thakur grabbed his feet. They dragged him out on the shore. Lord Chaitanya said, why are you dragging me out? Why should I stay alive if there's no ecstatic love in my life? Why did the two of you rescue me? Now, by now they were both trembling.
Selleks hetkeks nad mõlemad juba värisesid.
What will happen now, Lord Chaitanya said, looking at Lord Nityananda?
Mis nüüd toimub?
They were thinking, what will happen now?
Mis nüüd juhtub?
Why did you grab me by the hair?
Miks sa mind juustest kirisid?
Nityananda replied, why did you try to commit suicide? Lord Chaitanya said, I know you are always very agitated. Nityananda said, Lord, please forgive everything. But the person that you now try to punish,
kuid see isiksus, keda sa nüüd püüdsid karistada,
is the same person for whose sake that you tried to leave your body.
On see sama, kelle nimel sa tahtsid oma kehast lahkuda.
Speaking about Advaita Acharya.
Rääkides siis Advaita Acharyast.
Your servant may have spoken arrogantly.
Sinu teener võis rääkida uhkelt.
Does that mean that you should leave us?
Kas see tähendab, et sa sellepärast peaksid ka meid vahetma?
You are the very life of your servants.
Sa oled oma pühendunud oma teenrite elu.
And Lord Nityananda began shedding tears of love.
Ning Nityananda Prabhu silmades purskusid pisarad.
Lord Chaitanya said, listen, Nityananda and Haridas.
Lord Chaitanya ütles, et kuulge, Nityananda ja Haridas.
You followed me here.
Te tulite mulle siia järgi.
If anyone asks you where I am, tell them that you didn't see me.
Kui keegi teilt nüüd küsib, kuhu ma läksin või kus ma olen, siis öelge, et te ei näinud mind.
Now I'm going to go into hiding.
Ma olen nüüd peidan ennast ära.
And if you tell anybody, the result will not be my fault.
Kui te kellelegi ütlete, kus ma olen, siis mina ei vastata tagajärgede eest.
After speaking these words, Lord Chaitanya went to the home of Nandinacharya.
Pärast nende sõnade lausumist Vimal Chaitanya läks Nandana Acharya majja.
And following the Lord's order, Nityananda and Haridas kept everything a secret.
Ning täitis Jumala korraldust, Nityananda ning Haridas hoidsid kõik saladuses.
So nobody knew where the Lord was. He disappeared.
So that's a gate in the other, because you are lolly.
And all the Vaishnavas, they began crying in grief and separation.
They
couldn't even speak.
Their
hearts were on fire.
Nende südamed põlesid.
It was as if all of them had been struck by lightning.
Neis nagu neid oleks löönud piksu löök.
And the waiter was thinking himself to be a great offender.
Ning ka toitav mõtles, et ta on sooritanud väga suure samangu.
Because he was thinking that Lord Chaitanya disappeared because of my arrogant statements.
Ta mõtles, et Jumal Chaitanya kadus seetõttu, et ma niimoodi uhkelt rääkisin.
Considering himself a great offender, Advaita Acharya stayed at home and just began to fast. Everyone else returned to their homes filled with grief.
Kõik läksid tagasi oma kodudesse, alles murtud kurbusest.
Lord Chaitanya arrived at the home of Ananda Acharya.
Jumal Chaitanya saabus Ananda Acharya majja.
And Ananda Acharya offered his dandavat obeisances to the Lord.
Ananda Acharya avaldas Jumal Chaitanyale oma lugupidamist, tegi dandavati.
Ananda Acharya brought him fresh new garments so he could take off all his wet clothes.
Ta tegi Jumal Chaitanyale uued rõivad, et ta saaks oma märjad riided ära visata.
And provided him with all kinds of sandalwood paste and fragrances and decorated the Lord's graceful limbs.
Ta kaunistas Jumala kõik jalad käed tõi sandalipuu pastat.
Nandana Chaya's service made Lord Chaitanya forget all of his sufferings.
Nandana Chaya poolt sooritatud teenimine pani Jumal Chaitanya unustama kõik tema mure.
Lord Chaitanya said, Nandana, will you please give me a place to hide?
Siis Jumal Chaitanya ütles, et Nandana, et kas sa annaksid mulle paiga, kui ma saaksin ennast ära peita?
Nandana Chaya said, that's a very difficult task.
Nandana Chaya vastas, et see on küll väga raske ülesanne.
Where can I hide you in this material world?
Kui ma saan sind peita selles materiaalses maailmas?
I cannot hide you in my heart.
Ma saan sind peita oma südamesse.
The devotees will know that you're there.
Pöördumad teavad, et sa oled seal.
If I cannot hide you even in the midst of the milk ocean,
kui ma ei suuda sind ära peita isegi keset piima ookeani,
how can I hide you in this external world?
Kuidas saan ma sind peita siis selles välises maailmas?
Lord Chaitanya smiled when he heard these words of Nanda Acharya.
Kui Jumal Chaitanya neid sõnu kuulis, siis ta naeratas.
And he spent the night at his home.
Ta jäi selleks õhtuks Nanda Acharya majja.
The whole night they talked about Krishna.
Ja kogu öö nad vestlesid Krishnast.
After the night had passed,
kui öö oli möödunud,
the Lord said, now it is day.
Jumal Chaitanya ütles, nüüd on kättesaabunud päev.
At first the Lord wanted to punish Advaita.
Kõigepealt ta tahtis Advaita Acharyat karistada.
But at the end in his heart he became very merciful.
Kuid lõpuks muutus tema südames väga armulikuks.
Looking at Nandana Acharya, the Lord ordered him, go and bring Srivas Pandit here.
Vaadates Nandana Acharyat, ta ütles, palun mine too Srivas Pandit siia.
So he quickly went and returned and placed Srivas before the Lord.
Nandana Acharya käis kiirelt ära ning tõi Srivas Panditi Jumal Chaitanya ette.
When Srivas Pandit saw the Lord, he began crying out of love.
Kui Srivas Pandit nägi Jumalat, siis ta hakkas armastusest nutma.
Then the Lord said, don't be unhappy at heart.
Jumal Chaitanya ütles, palun ära ole kurb.
Then he asked Srivas Pandit.
Ja siis ta küsis Srivas Panditilt.
Please, tell me the news about Advaita Acharya. How is he?
Palun räägi mulle, millised uudised võid sa mulle tuua Advaita Acharyast, kuidas ta läheb.
What is the news, Srivas repeated?
Srivas kordas, et uudiseid.
Well, yesterday, since yesterday, Advaita Acharya has been fasting.
No, alates eilest ta paastub.
He's like a walking corpse.
Ta on nagu elav laip.
True. Please show yourself to him and make him happy. How can we bear this, Lord? You are our very life.
Kuidas me saame seda
taluda?
Kuidas me saame taluda sinust lahusolekut? See oleb ju meie elu.
Since yesterday we have been without you.
Alate seidest me oleme olnud ilma sinuta.
Why must we continue to suffer in this way?
Miks peame me sellisel viisil ka edasi kannatama?
You have already beaten us with words like a stick.
Oma sõnadega sa oled meid juba löönud kui kepiga.
Now please give us your mercy.
Palume anna meile armulikust.
When Lord Chaitanya heard these words from Srivas Pandit, he went with Vaitracharya.
Kui Jumal Chaitanya kuulis neid sõnu Srivas Panditilt, ta läks Advaitacharya juurde.
He saw that Advaita had fallen unconscious.
Ja ta nägi, et Advaita oli langenud teadusete olekusse.
In his heart he was thinking himself a great offender to the Lord.
Ja kui mu südames ta pidas Jumala solvajaks.
When he had the Lord's mercy, he was intoxicated with pride.
Kui tal oli võimalus saada Jumala armulikust, oli ta joobunud oma uhkusest.
Now that he was punished by the Lord, his body trembled.
Nüüd, kui Jumala ta karistas, tema keha värises.
Looking at Advaita, Lord Chaitanya said, "Rise, Advaita Acharya, it is I, Vishvambhava."
Vaatakas, et vaitad seal, et Jumal Chaitanya ütles, tõusead vaita, see olen mina, Vishvambhava.
Embarrassed, et vaita said nothing.
Tundes piinlikus, et vaitad seal ei olnud mitte midagi.
Lord Chaitanya said again, rise, et vaitad seal.
Jumal Chaitanya kordas, tõusead vaitad seal.
Don't worry.
Ära muretse.
Get up and perform your duties.
Tõusad ning täida oma kooseid.
Advaita said, I will do whatever you say.
Advaita ütles, ma teen ükskõik, mida sa mul käsid teha.
I will perform my duties.
Ma teedan oma kooseid.
But you always give me bad advice.
Aga sa annad mul alati halba nõuanet.
Because by making me proud, you push me into a very dangerous position.
Siis muutes mind uhkaks, sa paned mind väga ohtlikusse positsiooni.
Lord, to everyone else you give the mood of service.
Jumal, kõikidele teistele sa annad teenimise meeleolu.
But to me you give only affection and honor.
Kuid minu suhtes sa oled, et üksnes kiidumus ning austus.
Please punish me.
Palun karista mind.
In other words, make me your servant. Please, punish me. With your mouth you say one thing, but in your heart you're always thinking something else.
Oma sõnadega sa väljadad küll ühte, kuid oma südames tunned sa alati teist.
You are my life, my wealth, my body, my mind.
Sa oled minu elu, minu rikkus, minu keha, minu mõistus.
You are everything to me.
Sa oled mulle kõik.
Please, give me suffering.
Palun anna mulle kannatusi.
You are the Supreme Lord, that is your right.
Sa oled kõik kõrgem Jumal. Sul on õigus mulle kannatusi põhjustada.
Please give me the mood of service.
Palun loo mulle teenimise meeleolu.
As you give to the others.
Nagu sa seda teed teiste puhul.
Hearing Advaita's words, Lord Chaitanya spoke to Advaita as all the Vaishnavas listened.
Kuuldes sellised, et Advaita Acharya sõnu, Jumal Chaitanya rääkis, aga järgmeval viisil ja kõik vaistavad kuulavad seda.
The Lord said, listen, Advaita Acharya, I will tell you the truth.
Ta ütles, kuule Advaita Acharya, ma räägin sulle tõde.
I'm going to give you an example which is drawn from ordinary life.
Ta toon sulle näite, mis on mõeldud tavalisest elust.
He gives the example about an officer of the king.
Ning ta toob näite kuningast ning ühest ofitserist.
When the officer of the king comes to the king's palace,
kui see siis ametnik tuleb kuninga palesse,
and the guards at the door make a request.
Siis värava valvurid esitavad talle nõudmise.
If he sees the king, the officer gets the money and gives the people their wages.
Kui mõtlevad, kui see ametnik näeb kuningat, siis ta saab kuningat raha ning maksab inimestele palga.
King, this is what the guards are saying. The guard says, if this officer sees the king, then he'll get money from the king, and then he'll take the money, and he gets from the king, he'll go back and he'll pay the citizens their salary.
Эти стражники думают, что если этот чиновник встретится с царем, то он получит деньги, и он что? Он даст
зарплату. Okay, I'll give an example. In the kingdom, okay? In the kingdom. There's, the king has his officers. So when it comes time for all the citizens to be paid by the king, the officer comes and gets the money from the king, and then he goes back and he pays all the citizens.
Kui on saabunud hetk selleks, et kodanikele raha maksta, siis tuleb ametnik kuninga juurde, et ta saab kuninga, kes raha ning läheb, jagab selle laiali. Nad on kuninga volitatud esindajad. Nad tegutsevad tema nimel.
So, to the officer, the king may give the burden of governing the kingdom.
Ta võib ametnikule anda siis korralduse või sellise kohuse, et ta peab
he's empowered, he's a police officer on behalf of the government, right? He's empowered by the government.
Anab siis ametnikule kohuse, et ta peab tegutsema selles riigis.
So to the officer, the king may give the burden of governing the kingdom.
Ametnikule võib kuningus anda kohuse nagu valitseda seda kuningriiki. Juhtida.
You understood?
I think.
He can give to another person?
Yeah, the king may say, okay, now you take responsibility for that portion of the kingdom. You're an officer.
Right?
He gives him big responsibility. You're an officer. He's an officer. It's like a king. You may have like different officers in different sections of the kingdom.
Kuningal võivad olla erinevad ametnikud kuningriigi erinevates osades.
So when they go out, they act on behalf of the king.
Ja kui nad ametnikud lähevad riiki kingi käimas, nad tegutsevad kuninga nimel.
Isn't that what an officer is? Officer means he acts on behalf of the government.
Ametnik tähendab seda ju, et ta tegutseb valitsuse nimel.
This is supposed to be a very simple example from ordinary life.
See peaks olema väga lihtne näide tavalist igama elust.
But if the officer commits an offense, the king with his left hand may punish him.
Kui see ametnik sooritab aga vea, siis kuningas võib teda karistada oma vasaku käega.
In other words, with his right hand he gives him money.
Teist sõnade kõudest oma parema käega annab talle raha.
Go out and pay the citizens.
Võta raha ning mine maksa kodanikele.
But if he commits an offense with his left hand, he may slap him across the face.
Ja kui ta sooritab vea, siis oma vasaku käega võib ta talle vastu nägu anda siis.
So in the same way, Krishna is the supreme king.
Samamoodi on Krishna kõik kõrgem kuningas.
The king of the kings.
Kuningate kuningas.
The creator Brahma and Shiva are both his servants.
Brahma ja Shiva, kelle ta on loonud, on mõlemad tema teenrid.
Krishna gives them power to create and others power, and other powers also.
Krishna annab neile võime luua ning samuti teised võimed.
But if Krishna punishes them, no one can criticize him.
Kui Krishna neid karistab, siis keegi ei saa Krishna kritiseerida.
So, the demigoddess is headed by Lakshmi, are subject to be punished by the Lord.
Pooljumalad, keda juhib Lakshmi, samuti alluvad Jumala karistamisele.
In other words, everybody is subject to be punished by the Lord. Try not to confuse things. Krishna always forgives the offenses of his servants.
Krishna olati andastavama tendrite eksibusat.
When he sees someone commit an offense, Krishna gives him punishment.
Kui Krishna näeb, et keegi sooritab solvamist, siis ta karistab seda.
Is it too late for you? Birth after birth, you are Lord Krishna's servant.
Sünni järel, sa oled Krishna teener.
This I tell him.
Seda võin ma sulle öelda. Siis Vaitya teener räägivad Vaitaga.
Rise, take your bath and perform your worship. Don't worry.
Tõuse, pese ennast ning täida oma kohuseid, ära muretse.
And take your meal, stop fasting.
Ning einesta, lõpeta oma paast.
Hearing the Lord's words, Avaita became very joyful.
Kuuldes sellised Jumala sõnu, Avaita muutus väga rõõmsaks.
Hearing how the Lord's servant is sometimes punished, Avaita began to smile.
Kuuldes, kuidas Jumala teenrit vahel karistatakse, ta naeratas.
He called out, I say you are the Lord.
Ta hüüdis, ma ütlen, et sina oled Jumal.
And he happily clapped his hands and began to dance.
Ja ta suures rõõmus paksutas käsi ning hakkas tantsima.
He became overcome with bliss and completely forgot how he was separated from the Lord.
Teda valdas täielik õndsus ning ta unustas, kuidas ta oli viibinud laus Jumalast.
All the Vaishnavas became blissful.
Kõik Vaishnavas, kes seal olid, muutusid väga rõõmsaks.
Nityananda and Haridas smiled and laughed.
Nityananda ning Haridas naersid.
Because of previous sinful deeds,
midagikus sooritatud patrude tõttu,
some people are cheated of the sweet nectar that is the narration of these blissful pastimes.
Mõned inimesed jäävad ilma sellest magusest nektarist, mida need lood pakuvad. On need kuuldud lood pakuvad.
As Vaitra Charya has attained the great love of Lord Chaitanya.
Vaitra Charya saavutas Jumal Chaitanya armastuse.
Anyone who says that Advaitra is only a little fortunate is bewildered by Maya.
Iga üks, kes ütleb, et Advaita Acharya on ainult pisut sõnelik, viibib maja mõjual.
Please do not think,
palun ärge mõelge,
that any person who is only a little fortunate,
et iga inimene, kes on ainult pisut sõnelik,
can attain the name, quote, a servant of Krishna.
Võib saada endale nimeks Jumala teener.
It's not possible for a person who's only a little bit fortunate to be called the servant of Krishna.
Et see, kui on olnud pisut veab, teda ei saa nimetada Jumala teeneks.
Krishna will never give the name servant to such a person.
Krishna ei ole kunagi sellisele isiksusele nime teene.
First one attains liberation.
Kõigepealt isiksus saavutab vabanemise.
Then all material bondage is destroyed.
Siis hävitatakse kõik materiaalsed köödikud.
Only after that can one become a servant of Lord Krishna.
Ainult pärast seda võib inimene saada Jumala teeneks.
The great commentators on scripture give this explanation.
Pühakirjade suured kommenteerijad annavad sellise selgituse.
All the servants of Krishna carry Lord Krishna's own power.
Kõik Krishna teenrid kannavad Krishna enda jõudu.
If any of them commit an offense, Lord Krishna punishes them.
Kui keegi nii sooritab solvangu, siis Krishna karistab neid.
Beginners who go by the name, quote, devotees of Lord Krishna, end of quote, those who are beginners, but are only devotee in name only.
Need, kes on algajad ning kes üksnes nime poolest on Krishna pühendanud.
They always quarrel.
Nad tülitsevad alati.
Because their knowledge is small.
Sest nad omavad väheseid teadmisi.
Please know that this quarreling is a great misdeed.
Teadke, et see selline tülitsemine on suur eksimus.
True Vaishnavas never take sides in these quarrels.
Tõelised vaisnavad mitte kunagi ei astu ühele või teisele poolele sellistes vaidlustes.
Lord Chaitanya is the supreme personality of Godhead.
Jumal Chaitanya on Jumala kõrgem isiksus.
Persons who doubt this truth.
Inimesed, kes kahtlevad selles tões.
Do not have pure devotion to the Lord.
Ei oma puhast pühendumust Jumalale.
They act badly.
Nad toimivad halvasti.
A servant of Lord Chaitanya is more exalted even than the demigods.
Jumal Chaitanya pühendunu on kõrgemalt seisev kui pooljumalad.
Who create, maintain and destroy the universe.
Kes loovad, hoiavad alal ning hävitavad universumit.
No one is greater than a servant of Lord Chaitanya.
Keegi ei ole kõrgem kui Jumal Chaitanya teine.
Lord Balaram holds up the countless universes. Who is greater than him?
Jumal Balarama hoiab alal lugematul hulgal universumeid. Kes on suurem kui tema?
He is a servant of Lord Chaitanya.
Ja tema on samuti Jumal Chaitanya teine.
All glories to Lord Balaram.
Kogu au Jumal Balaramale.
By his mercy, the glories of Lord Chaitanya are now manifested in this world.
Tema armu läbi on.
By Lord Nityananda's mercy, one attains love for Lord Chaitanya.
Jumal Nityananda armu läbi võib inimene osa saada Jumal Chaitanya armust.
It is only by the power given by Lord Nityananda that I am able to speak these words.
Üks on ainult tänu Jumal Nityananda poolt antud jõule suudan ma rääkida neid sõnu.
The two moons, Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Sri Nityananda are my life and soul.
Kaks kuud Jumal Nityananda Jumal Chaitanya on minu elu mõte.
I Vrindavan Das, sing the glories of your feet.
Mina Vrindavan Das laulan neile ülistust nende jalgade ees.
So this is the end of that.
Sedasi lõpeb see lugu.
I guess it's a little bit hard when it's translated this way.
Võib-olla on seda natuke raske aru saada, kui seda tõlkida.
But nonetheless, it's very instructive.
Kui sellegi poolest on see väga õpetlik.
Because it helps us to understand, as we were explaining the other night, how it's not so easy to be called a servant of Lord Krishna.
See annab meile mõista, et ei ole mitte niivõrd kerge olla see, keda nimetatakse Krishna pühendamaks.
As Vrindavan Das Thakur describes, that first one has to get liberation and become free from all bondage, and then he can be called a servant of Krishna.
Nagu Vrindavan Das Thakur siin räägib, kõigepealt peab inimene saavutama vabanemise, vabanema materiaalsetest kõirikutest ning alles siis, et teda nimetada Krishna teenriks.
Or just as Lord Kapila Dev describes in the Bhagavatam.
Või nagu Jumal Kapila Dev kirjeldab Bhagavatamis.
Satampra Sangamam Vavii Sambadoba Vanti Hittana Visayana Kata. That's Joshan and Asha Pavaga Vatmanisha and Harati Abhakti and Nukrami Shati. With any association of pure devotees,
ta räägib, et suhtlemine Jumala kohaste pühendunutega.
The past times and activities of the Lord are very pleasing to the ear and to the heart.
Ning Jumala mängud rõõmustavad väga tema teenrite südameid.
As one advances on this path of knowledge,
kui inimene areneb edasi nende teadmiste teel,
gradually he becomes freed from all attachment.
Siis aja jooksul ta vabaneb kõikidest oma kiindumusest.
And thereafter his attraction to Krishna becomes fixed.
Ning tänu sellele tema kiindumus Krishnasse muutub tugevaks.
And then real devotion and devotional service begins.
Ning siis saab alguse tõeline pühendumus ning pühendunud teenimine.
So to come to this platform of devotional service is an elevated stage.
Jõuda sellisele pühendunud teenimise tasandile on äärmiselt kõrge positsioon.
Therefore, to attain the title a devotee of Lord Krishna is not so easy.
Sellepärast teenida ära tiitlit Jumal Krishna pühendunu ei ole kõigevõrd lihtne.
As we said the other day, Prabhupada used this word devotee liberally.
Nagu me rääkisime eelmis loogus, Sri Prabhupada kasutas seda sõna väga liberaalselt.
But it's also described that one of the symptoms of a devotee is that he never thinks he's a devotee.
Kui see on öeldaks, et üks pühendunu tunnusid on see, et ta kunagi ei mõtle, et ta on pühendunud.
Because if he thinks he's a devotee, he could become proud. And if he becomes proud, then he may be subject to be punished by the Lord. If the Lord punishes him, then certainly that is the Lord's mercy. Because the Lord punishes his devotees. As this pastime here describes.
Nagu see loetud mäng meile kirjeldab.
Lord Chaitanya punished the Dvaita Acharya for his pride.
Jumal Chaitanya karistas Dvaita Acharya tema uhkuse eest.
But still, we should not become falsely proud.
Me ei tohiks muutuda võltslikult uhkaks.
Just like I remember one time, I was one of these, a devotee had written a poem and sent it to Srila Prabhupada.
Ta mäletab, ükskord üks pühendur oli kirjutanud luuletuse ning saatis selle Srila Prabhupadale.
And in this poem he wrote, he was speaking of himself and he was writing himself as your devotee.
Selles luuletuses ta viitas endale ning ütles, et ta on tema pühendur.
Prabhupada wrote him back a letter and said, your poem is very nice sentiment.
Srila Prabhupada kirjutas talle vastu ning ütles, et sinu luuletus on väga hea. Tundega kirjutatud.
He said, but there's something in there that should be changed.
Aga seal tuleks natuke ühte asja muuta.
He says, instead of describing yourself as the devotee of the Lord, you should put the word servant.
Selle asemel, et nimetada ennast pühenduruks, peaksid sa nimetama selle ennast teenriks.
He said, because one should not think himself to be a devotee.
Sest pühendur ei tohiks mõelda, et ta on pühendur.
So if a person actually doesn't even think he's himself a devotee, then he's always striving to improve himself.
Inimene ei pea ennast pöörduma, sest alati püüdleb selle poole, et ennast parandada.
But as soon as he thinks he's a devotee,
kui ta mõtleb, et ta on pöördunud,
look how great a devotee is.
Ta ütleb, et vaadake, kui vägev on pöördunud.
As soon as he thinks that he's a devotee,
kui ta arab, et ta on pöördunud,
then immediately he thinks he's on that great platform of the devotee of the Lord.
Ta mõtleb, et on sellel kõrgel tasandil Jumala pühendunud.
So he should always aspire to become a devotee.
Ta peab alati püüdlema selle poole, et saada pühendunuks.
That is the proper mood of humility of a devotee.
See on pühendunud õige alandlikkuse meeleolu.
One of the symptoms of surrender of a devotee is that he always feels himself to be meek and humble.
Üks Jumalale alistamise tunnused on see, et pühendunud peab ennast alati valandlikuks.
He always tries to feel himself to be a servant.
Ta alati näeb ennast teenrina.
Just like a Dvaita Acharya.
Nagu Dvaita Acharya.
He was determined, Lord, please, make me your servant.
Ta oli järgmiselt otsuse kindel, et Jumal, palun tee minust enda teene.
Don't let me be puffed up, proud.
Ära lase mul olla uhke.
Make me into your, please, give me the opportunity to become your servant.
Anna mulle võimalus saada sinu teeneks.
He was thinking, I'm not your servant.
Ta mõtles, ma ei ole sinu teene.
Make me into your servant.
Tee minu sinu teene. Karista mind.
And that is the mood. The devotee is anxious. Yes, please, give me the opportunity to render service to you.
See on pühendunu meeleolu. Palun, anna mulle võimalus sinu teenida.
And when the devotee is thinking in this way, he will not become falsely proud.
Kui nad on võtab sellisel viisil, siis ta ei muutu võltsikult uhkaks.
As soon as he thinks, I'm devotee.
Ja nii kui ta mõtleb, ma olen pühendunud.
Then, where is there room to improve?
Siis tal ei ole enam võimalust areneda.
Because look how great a devotee really is.
Vaadake, kui võimas on pühendunud.
This is the greatness of a devotee. This is a devotee.
Selline on pühendunud tegelik võimsus.
Prabhupada always says is that if we actually want to become devotees,
Prabhupada rääks, et kui me tahame tõepoolest saada pühendunuteks,
then we always pray to the Lord.
Me peame alati paluma Jumalast.
Please, O Lord, give me the association of your devotees.
Paluma Jumala, anna mulle võimalus suhelda sinu pühendunutega.
That is the most fervent prayer.
See on kõige innalisem palga.
I can't become your devotee, but please give me the association of one who is your devotee.
Ma ei saa ise saada sinu pühendunuks, aga palun anna mulle võimalus suhelda nendega, kes on sinu pühendunud.
Because only by the association of devotees can we actually come to devotional service. Therefore, a devotee, real devotee, always thinks himself to be a servant of the devotee. He never thinks, I've stepped over a devotee.
Ta kunagi ei mõtle, et ma olen juba astunud järgmisele tasandile, kõrgemale tasandile.
Krishna says, anyone who says my devotee is not my devotee.
Krishna ütleb, et iga üks, kes ütleb, et ta on minu pühendunud, ei ole minu pühendunud.
My devotee is the servant of my devotee. That person I recognize is my devotee.
Ma pean oma pühendunud seda, kes on minu pühendunud teine.
Therefore, if we always keep ourselves in a service attitude,
seepärast, kui me alati säilitame teenimise meeleolu,
let me be a servant.
Kui me palume, et me saaksime olla teine.
Of a devotee.
Pühendunud teine.
That is our only hope for actually coming to the platform of devotional service.
See on meie ainus lootus selleks, et jõuda pühendunud teenimise tasandile.
And that's what Prahlad Maharaj told his father.
Ja see on see, mida Prahlad Maharaj rääkis oma isale.
When his father said to him, how did you become like this?
Ta isa küsis, et kuidas sa nüüd selliseks said siis või muutus?
Excuse me. Yeah, Radhikashipu said to Prahlad, why are you behaving like devotee?
Radhikashipu ütles Prahladile, miks sa käitud nagu pühendunu?
Because anybody who was a devotee of Lord Vishnu, Radhikashipu couldn't stand it.
Sest neid, kes olid Vishnu pühendunud, Radhikashipu ei tulnud kuidagi taluda.
And Prahlad said, there's only one way that somebody can behave like a devotee.
Prahlad vastas, et ta on üks viis selleks, kuidas inimene võib hakata käituma nagu pühendunud.
Unless one gets the dust of a lotus feet on a devotee upon his head.
Kui inimene saab oma tema peale langeb tolm pühendunute jalgadelt.
A devotee is completely free from material contamination.
Sellise pühendunu jalgadelt, kes on täielikult vaba materiaalsest.
Who's always glorifying the Lord. It is not possible to come to devotional service. Only by serving the Lord and approaching the Lord in this way. Can one become free from material contamination? So Prahlad's answer to Hiranyakashipu is, there's only one way I can have devotional qualities.
Prahlad vastas Hiranyakashipule, et on üks viis, kuidas ma võin omada pühendunud omadusi. See on võimalik Narada Muni arvulikuse läbi. Sest Prahlad Maharaj kuulis Narada Muni sõnu, kui ta viibis oma ema kõhus. Nüüd tema kehale langis tolm Narada Muni jalgadelt. Selle tolma mõeldakse siin juhendusi, dikteenimist.
This is just the only way we can actually come to the status of becoming a Vaishnava.
On sellise viisil me võime saada Vaishnavaks.
And this is the instruction, that one of the many instructions which is contained within this pastime of Lord Chaitanya, the way to the Acharya.
See on üks paljudest juhendustest, mida me võime leida, sellest loetud Jumal Chaitanya ning Lord Acharya on lilast.
So we should all strive for devotional service and strive to become servants of the Lord's devotees.
Me võime alati püüdlema pühendunud teenimise poole, nii kui me võime püüdma saada pühendunud teenetuks.
But at the same time, we were reading in the story, like, devotee has to pass the stages of liberation before. what he gets actually to devotional service. But this means that he cannot get to devotional service unless we pass the stage of liberation. How we could understand?
Работа по санатному сочетанию камшити, самак савейши путешу, мадбакти на мутей карам, сумерусы. Мадик. Oh, you have to translate the question. I'm sorry, go ahead. Oh, Semiragit, että me ei saa tehdä teille, missä me ei ole ennen kuin me olemme vapanneet. Ja samassa räägittekö, että kun me tehdään teille, missä me tekellään, missä me jopa olemme vapanneet tasoihin. Että missä me olisi läpi kantaa. Yes, devotional service is beyond the stage, pure devotional service is beyond the stage of liberation.
То было спорт, я знаю, это не было, тоже горько было, вовалимся,
позабись.
In this verse it is described that one has to come first to the Brahma-Buddha stage, and in that stage he begins devotional service.
Brahma-Buddha
needs self-satisfied. That means real devotional service. One can obtain devotional service and still not be situated on a platform of full devotional service.
He
gives the example of an unripe mango and a ripe mango. How does one obtain devotional service? He obtains devotional service by mercy of the Vaishnava. Just like we said, the Vaishnava has the power to sell Krishna anywhere. Krishna Saitama, Krishna Diteparu, described in the song of the Narottam Das Thakur, Krishna is yours, you have the power to give him, therefore I'm just walking behind you saying, please, give me Krishna, give me Krishna.
Narottam Das Thakur, you have the laulus, that sulla on Krishna, niin sulla on võimaldat anda, sen verran ma käin pidevalt sinu kannul, niin palun, anna mulle Krishna, anna mulle Krishna.
Krishna is yours.
Krishna on.
Krishna has Krishna.
Vaishnava.
So one who actually has love for Krishna, he can give devotional service to Krishna. So he may give devotional service without discrimination. And anyone who comes in contact with devotional service, he can actually get devotional, the seed of devotional service planted within the heart.
Igaüks, kes puutub kokku pühendunud teenimisega, tema südamesse küllatakse pühendunud teenimise seeme.
But once the seed of devotional service is planted in the heart, it has to be watered.
Kuid kui see seeme on küllatud, siis tuleb teda ka kasta.
Just like within a tiny seed, there's a whole tree.
Aga me teame väikese seeme, siis on peidus terve puu.
You may not be able to see the whole tree in the seed, but still it has the potency to become a whole tree is there in the seed.
Me ei näe seda puud selle seemes, kuid sellel seemel on jõud kasvada suureks puuks.
So the pure devotee of the Lord, he spreads the seeds of pure love of God.
Kuvas pühendada külvad Jumal armastamise seemne.
And depending upon how good a gardener one is, he can actually, if he takes care of that seed properly, it can grow into a big tree and bear fruit.
Sõltavalt sellest, kui hea aednik
leidub
võib sellest seemnest kasvada suur puu.
If one's not careful gardener, he lets the weeds grow.
Kui inimene ei ole piisavalt hoolitsev ja laseb ka umbrohul kasvada.
Just like anyone knows, if you have a garden, it takes a lot of work to clean out those weeds.
Näiteks iga üks, kas tegeleb aiandusega, teab, et nende umbrohu välja juurimine või välja ajamine on väga suur
töö. They can choke the plant.
Aga kui need mitte kõrvaldada, siis nad võivad selle tegeliku taime lammatada.
They can block the sun.
Sest nad peidavad valgus ära nende taimede eest.
So a good gardener will take the seed and he'll carefully water it and weed it properly.
Ja aadnik võtab selle seemne küllab selle katastada ning kõrvaldab kõik umbrohud.
Of course, first thing he'll do is he'll prepare the soil.
Loomulikult esine, mida ta teeb, on see, et ta valmistab pinnase ette.
He'll make the soil very fertile.
Ta muudab selle pinnase väga viljakandaks.